Welcome to Wow, also known as We're Obsessed With, from the makers of Heat. I'm Lucy Cave from Heat Magazine. We've got Polly from Heat World.
Hiya.
And we've got Joe from Heat. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So we've got lots to discuss. If this is the first time you've tuned in, we're out every Friday. Obviously, you can read all about everything we're talking about in Heat Magazine out every Tuesday. HeatWorld.com is online and Heat Radio is on 24/7. But let's talk about the biggest story of the week. The royal wedding.
Da-da!
Now, Joe, please say that you're excited, because Polly, I know, isn't.
I'm excited because in this world of doom and gloom and Brexit, this will be a ray of sunshine. Although I'm a bit annoyed that they've announced it's going to be in May, so they're probably going to put it on an existing bank holiday, therefore we won't get an extra
That's
bank holiday.
That's all everyone cares about.
Yeah, that was the only thing I was excited about when I heard about it.
Will we get a day's holiday? No, is the answer.
So, Polly...
Yes.
I'm just going to get the negativity out of the way first. Are you not excited about this royal wedding?
I don't know if it's just because I'm particularly negative at the moment, because it's really cold. But like, I'm just like, I just don't get it. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with people they've never met. I just find it so boring. I'm sorry.
Do you not like
Are you Meghan... work on Heat? Yeah. We're talking about celebrities day in, day out.
I hate celebrities. No, actually, you know what I think it might be? When the first royal wedding happened, it was the day I failed my driving test for like the fourth time. So maybe I just hate royal weddings.
Do you not like
You're bitter about that day.
I think I just hate royals.
All right, I'm not talking to you anymore about this. Let's apart from the fact that, actually, we will talk to you about this. Harry Stagg is on Facebook.
Oh, yes. So... basically, anyone can attend Harry Stagg now because it's an event on Facebook. I mean, I don't know if it's the official event.
No.
Probably not.
I very much doubt it.
I think he organised it himself. There's millions of people going now.
So there's loads of... So someone has basically created this page and loads of people have signed up to go.
Yeah.
Have they said what's going to happen?
No. But I think it's his duty now, as the prince,
to turn up.
To actually go. Because it's rude.
It's the kind of thing he'd probably do.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, you and I, let's just discuss Meghan Markle. So what did you like most about the announcement? What is it about her do you think people are going to fall in love with? And do you think she's better than Kate?
Well, she's very different to Kate, isn't she? I like the fact that she's completely different. I mean, have we ever had anyone in the royal family like her before? I don't think so. She seems very funny. I actually quite liked Suits. I only watched series one and two, but I quite like...
I just liked that any time you see a picture of her, she's pretty much naked because she's in bed with that other guy.
Yeah, I know. Who tweeted, didn't he? He sent a really nice tweet. I forget the name of the actor who plays her partner in Suits, but he said, I can say this because I've played her husband for the best part of however many years, that you are in for a very happy and hilarious life together.
Oh,
which I thought that was really sweet. I actually really like Prince Harry. I think that's the reason why I'm so excited about this, is that Prince Harry is my favourite royal. I'm not a massive royalist. I'm not like all about the royals. And I do find them quite annoying sometimes and a bit of a waste of money.
But
exactly. That's my thought as well.
But, it's all a bit unfair, isn't it? But I do really love Prince Harry. I think, you know, I've found it really lovely how he's spoken out recently about the mental health problems that he's had, and actually, you know, what it was like to lose your mum at 12 years old, and that, you know, he had to walk behind her coffin, and he was like, no 12-year-old should have had to have gone through that. I just found it so lovely, the fact he's been so open about all of that.
And I think that's the thing with him. He seems very open and honest, and I think that's why people like him, because they feel like they can relate to him a little bit more. The fact that he proposed over a roast chicken.
Exactly.
Very relatable.
It doesn't sound like it wasn't up a mountain or there wasn't a sunset. They were cooking a roast.
I know, but you know what? If you're marrying into the royal family, you've got enough pomp and ceremony. You don't really need to be, you know.
So he wanted to keep it as normal as possible.
And that's what I'm fascinated by now, is their normal life and how they've managed to live that so far. Obviously, things are going to change for her dramatically now, because now everything is out in the open. And she's had to leave her dog behind.
I know. Apparently, she's just leaving one behind and taking the other.
Which is not awful, right? Why can't she bring two?
Exactly. Maybe there's some sort of royal... rule, you can't have more than one dog.
Well, the corgis might get upset.
Yeah, the corgis might eat it.
They're quite yappy dogs, aren't they, corgis?
So we might get a bank holiday, but we don't think we will.
We won't get a bank holiday, I very much doubt.
And also, she's got very good teeth.
She is beautiful.
And her hair.
Her hair, her figure, her face, her fashion.
Do you think she's going to be more of a fashion icon than Kate?
Yes, I do. Much more edgy. Already, apparently, they're talking, you know, because they're saying, oh, David Emmanuel had said, well, we'll design the dress. It's like, yeah, right. Yeah, we're not going to go to some stuffy designer like you. I think she's going to go for all the cool, edgy designers. I mean, the likes of Alexander Wang, and I think they'll all be rubbing their hands in glee. And I'm so jealous of people like that because she just gets it sent to her free.
Although, aww, I read somewhere that, you know what, she can't accept freebies.
Oh, they have to pay, don't they?
Anything that gets sent to her, because loads of people would be wanting her to wear their clothes, and actually she has someone in the palace who says thanks, but no thanks, and sends them back. So that must be even worse.
Oh, my God.
Really gutting. Yeah. Although they probably say, yeah, thanks, but we have to buy it. And they're not short of a penny or two, are they? So they're just going to buy it all.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I'll have it, and I work for Meghan. Yes. So I'll just be wearing it.
I'll see if she likes it.
Yeah. And I'll keep it myself. Yeah. Also, interestingly, I read that she has to, because there's so much protocol, obviously, and she must have had to learn all of that already, but she has to, so she has to curtsy in front of all of the royal family, particularly when Harry's not there.
Oh, really?
So, like, why? If she goes into the room, that's just royal protocol, yeah. So just imagine if you're going round to the in-laws and then you've got a curtsy.
Quick curtsy.
So there's a lot she's got to learn, but we like her and very excited about.
And you know what? I actually really like Kate as well, and I think Kate will be a lovely sister-in-law and who will be really helpful and really guiding her through it.
Yes, all right. Well, good luck, Meghan.
Yeah. And can you imagine the kids? Sorry, can I say one more thing? The kids. Yeah. How cute are their kids going to be?
They are going to be. Well, you can probably do that thing where you merge the faces together.
Never really works.
We'll do that on
New
World.
Do it tomorrow. Okay, so moving on. Moving down the
celebrity.
Chris Hughes from Love Island has cheated on Olivia.
Seemingly.
We're not entirely sure. There was a video and he kind of looked like he was kissing a girl, but we're not entirely sure.
He's not whispering in her ear, is he?
Well, he was, but then he sort of went like, he looked absolutely off his tits. He was literally trying to kind of kiss her on the face and he got dragged away by security, so I really don't understand what
happened. So actually, it doesn't really seem like he was, because I don't think he
would. It looked like they had a kiss, a really quick kiss.
But a kiss as in a, all right, or bye.
A kiss as in Chris was absolutely off his face, so he's not going to remember the next day. That's the one kind of thing.
Well, he's not really cheated then, has he?
Yeah, but Olivia then like uploaded some very like cryptic Instagrams with like a bottle of wine saying, I really need this and stuff like that. So
listen, no one wants to cross Olivia because Olivia, we've seen what Olivia was like in her anger and Love Island. Mm. So word so far, at the time of recording, we don't know if...
We don't know what's going on. Like, neither of them have actually addressed it directly. Well,
which means there must be issues, because otherwise they would have.
Otherwise Chris would be like, "What? That was my mate. Like, we're just joking about." But no.
Would you be sad to see the end of Chris and Olivia? Or
no.
Why not? You're very down on the world of showbiz today.
Well,
Molly.
I've got a cold.
Yeah.
I've got a cold.
Her heating's not working.
My heating's not working at home, and I've got a sore chest. No, I'm very team Katie Price and the whole Chris.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
interesting.
I just find the whole thing very, very funny, and I'm not sure about Chris at the moment. But
okay. Yeah. But maybe tomorrow you'll like
it. We still haven't seen the messages from Katie Price, though, have we?
No.
Oh, hang on a minute. Didn't she go to an awards ceremony with her phone, like, like holding her phone, but it was on the screen was messages from... Am I imagining that? No, she did do that at the ITV Awards, didn't she?
She showed them to loads of people. Everyone said that they exist. So we know they exist.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this is the ongoing feud between Chris and Katie Price, because Katie Price reckoned that Chris sent her loads of flirty texts that he then deleted. He said that she was the one that was flirting with him.
I mean, it's all completely low rent and...
But we love it.
Awful.
I love it. It's my favourite feud, ever.
But we love it. Anyway, moving from Katie Price to Peter Andre. So Peter Andre has had the best of weeks because on I'm a Celebrity, obviously the show that helped make him famous, and how we met Jordan, Katie Price. Rebecca Vardy, the WAG, is currently in there, and she was talking about an encounter that she had once with Peter Andre, and she basically said he was the worst lover she'd ever had and his manhood was the size of a chipolata. How did he react, Polly?
So he's so far kept quite silent about it. He's been to awards with Emily and stuff, but he's like made appearances. But today he posted to Instagram a picture of chipolata,
which I love that he did that. He should have done it straight away. Really.
Yeah. So great. And he captioned it something like, "Oh, it's huge," or something like that. And yeah, he dealt with it very well. I have a lot of respect for Peter Andre for that. It was very funny.
He's a lovely man. He's lovely. I do believe that.
Fun fact, he gives the best hugs of anyone
ever
met.
Yeah, I've interviewed him. I've met him a few times. Yeah. Oh, and I do, some people say it's not genuine because he's like the nicest person, but I have never seen him not be nice. So Some people say that there's actually quite a callous side to him.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I can't imagine that. They're just jealous that he's so perfect.
Although, this is not the first time we've heard of his chipolata.
Tiny little wind.
So,
yeah.
Ooh, there must be. There's no smoke without fire.
Katie said it about
Katie
it.
Said
didn't
it. And there's been several people that have said it. So, he's owning it. He's owning the sausage, the mini sausage.
Can we talk about I'm a Celebrity, though? Because, I mean, I know we haven't got it as something that we're obsessed with this week, but are you guys watching it? Are you enjoying it?
I'm not watching it as much as I was. I like it. I don't think the calibre of celebrities are as good as they were. I love Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec. It's just all about Ant and Dec. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Dec's Dennis Wise jokes. He's a very small man.
Yeah, I mean, they're funny. To me, this is when Ant and Dec are at their absolute best, because it's them. You can tell they really enjoy it. They're really funny. I think they're better when they're not in front of a massive live audience, because they can just be themselves a little bit more, and you just know that they're just having they're really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they're really having fun.
Who's your favourite to win then?
Toff.
Yes,
I love Toff. She's really funny. Or Stanley.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, Toff. I think Toff. I think Toff will win. I didn't think so before, but yeah.
But I just think in the past there's been more of them that you think it could be one or the other.
Right.
And I think it's a two horse race at the moment. And I just wasn't impressed with the calibre.
And Rebecca Vardy, what a moody old, mardy old cow.
So Rebecca Vardy talked about Peter Andre's chipolata, and Raxu from X Factor.
Talking about chipolatas, not.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So they were on stage.
Yes.
And
Miles, the last week's show, if you watched it, had a grey tracksuit on, very, very kind of, you know, casual for an X Factor performance. But it was just a normal grey tracksuit. But it showed off his bulge quite a lot. As anyone knows, if you see a guy in a tracksuit, they are quite revealing. You wouldn't imagine they would be, but they kind of cling to you in all the right places. And so Twitter was alive last weekend with the fact that Miles has got a massive bulge. So Raxu actually came in to see us this week, and I had to bring it up.
No, I didn't. Do you know what? I didn't. I just got a few messages from a few friends of mine and a few red screenshots. Oh,
your face is bulging with embarrassment.
And then I had a look on Twitter just to see what the comments said, and they were all fairly positive, so I was all right.
You've got no worries there. Oh.
So, who out of Raxu do you fancy, Joe?
Sorry, I was just whispering about how fit Miles is.
It's
Miles. He's gorgeous.
Is that because of the bulge or just anything?
No, just because he's generally really fit. But also, do you know what? He's very shy.
Is he?
Yeah,
really?
From chatting to them, he's actually very shy, and he doesn't believe the hype about himself at all.
Aww.
They're really nice.
That'll change. Yeah. That'll change.
Yeah, I would imagine he uses that kind of like, oh, I'm shy, to his advantage. But I actually think they're lovely boys. They've known each other since they were at primary school, pretty much. It really shows. I think they've got a really big future. I think. You just don't know with X Factor, though, do you?
Yeah. And does anyone else call them Katsu?
No one calls them Katsu, only Mrs. O.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So do we think that they're going to win, though? Is it not the most obvious X Factor this time?
Seems like a no-brainer. Mm. And get this right. So the winner's song, always a power ballad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what they're doing this year.
So this year is a little bit different,
right?
And I think we have to say thank you to the team at X Factor for this, because they've been really understanding of who we are as artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that we want to be ourselves at every opportunity. So if we're lucky enough to win, we're actually going to have one of our own songs as a winner single. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many songs have you guys got?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, we probably write maybe 10 songs every week. Out of that 10, probably one of them bangs.
So they're letting them sing their own original song if they win.
Which is good.
I think it is. It's like they know they're going to win. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And the fact that, I mean, it's ridiculous how successful they are. They've got 5 singles in the iTunes top 30 right now.
They've had
3 number ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Simon Cowell is loving life.
Yeah, he's loving life right now. But I just think they're going to try and distance themselves from the X Factor quite quickly. If they do win, I think they're going to try and distance themselves because of the fact that...
They're cool.
They're cool. And there seems to be a bit of a curse around winning the X Factor recently. Look at Matt Terry's album's totally flopped.
Oh,
Louisa Johnson hasn't even released an album.
So maybe it's better for them if they don't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still think Grace could win, to be honest, because people do seem to love her and she does seem she's kind of like the new Adele, and she's also writing her own music. So
yeah.
I think top two.
I think they'd like it if Grace won.
Yeah.
So that they can kind of take Raxu away and then they'll be the big winners in the end.
Yeah. Burrow them away somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so talking of winners or losers now. So Grammys, there's been a bit of controversy around the Grammys nominations.
Yeah, because Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have been totally snubbed.
Why do we think that is? And so normally they like clean up, don't they?
Not well, you would have thought, I would have thought Ed Sheeran in particular, with the success of his album Divide across the globe, but also in America, that you know, he would have absolutely been a shoo-in for a whole load of nominations. I don't understand why he hasn't been nominated. I don't actually get, to be honest, I'm going to hold my hands up and say I don't really understand the Grammys in terms of their categories, because there's so many different categories, isn't there?
Yeah.
But you would just think, well, of course Ed Sheeran's going to be in there. And then you'd also think Taylor. However, her album, I know it is the most successful album of the year.
Well, then it should be reflected,
it should
surely.
Be, yeah.
Mm. And their fans have not been very happy, have they?
No. Fuming. The Swifties. And what, I don't know what Ed Sheeran's fans are called.
No,
I don't even know if Taylor's are called the Swifties.
Have you
but...
made that up?
I don't
think you've made that up.
But how... Anyway, there's a lot of them, yeah. And they're not happy.
And they're not happy.
No.
That's anarchy.
I quite like Taylor's album, actually, now.
Well, you might as well just call the Grammys and tell them.
Yes.
Listen to
Did you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about Ed's album, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. Galway Girl, I could really do without.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, let's think of an audience that I need to get on board and let's write a song about them. It's a bit like Robbie's, what's that one? I Parted with a Party Like the Russians? Like a... Oligarch or whatever it's called.
Weird. I don't think you can compare that. The Ed Sheeran's is a bit better than that one.
No, I know. But it's still very business-minded.
Right, well, I think that wraps up our showbiz obsessions for this week. You've been listening to Lucy, Polly and Joe. We're back every Friday. Hopefully by the time you listen, you will know what's been going on with Chris and Olivia, because I know that's the most important story of the week. Remember to get the magazine every Tuesday. Heatworld.com is online 24/7, as is Heat Radio. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.